This is KAWC. Some political strategists predict sweeping victories for progressive candidates during the nation's midterm elections. That has activist groups mobilizing across the nation, including here in Yuma County. KAWC's Maya Springhawk Robnett spoke with Brian Rasmussen, president of Our Revolution Yuma, a local chapter of a group started by 2016 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
So Bernie founded the national organization of Our Revolution after his run for president in 2016. I remember tuning in to the live webcast that he announced it. We just knew that he was going to be announcing something about the next move of the movement. We didn't know what, if he was going to be starting a third party or anything. When he announced that, I had in mind that that was the sort of organization I wanted to work for. So when I moved to Yuma last April, I looked around to see what sort of organizations there were to get involved in, and I realized there wasn't an Our Revolution Yuma. So that's when I just took up the initiative to start the group myself as a club at Arizona Western College and go from there.
But you're not treating this necessarily as a college club, because I see that you're not just involved in events here on the AWC campus, but you're involved in some of the campaigns of some upcoming progressives. So tell me a little bit about that.
So while we are based as a chartered club on Arizona Western College campus, we're not focused on just getting students out to vote. Getting students involved in the process and their voices heard and involved in politics for the first time is an important part of our mission. But if we just stay on the college campus, then as I say, we've failed our mission of helping to turn out voters in Yuma this November. There are more registered Democrats than Republicans in Yuma. They just don't stay. They don't come out to vote. They stay home in November. So that's part of our mission, is to get those people off the couch that would help swing Arizona blue.
People consider Yuma County to be vastly red.
Yes.
Tell me about the mission and why you think that that mission might succeed here.
So coming from Ohio, which is a very purple state, I'm used to a culture and climate of engagement in the process, because, you know, being from Ohio, we know that our vote matters a whole lot when it comes to presidential elections especially. So I'm used to this culture of engagement and people getting involved and voicing their opinion. And there doesn't seem to be that same sort of culture here, because, like I said, those Democrats that don't show up to vote, they think that their voice doesn't matter. And they disenfranchise themselves by doing that, by telling themselves that their vote doesn't matter. Whereas if they, you know, told themselves the opposite and they showed up, it would be a very different story as far as what the political climate in Yuma looks like. So that's, I guess, another part of our, a major part of our mission is to remind those people that you have a voice, you have a vote, it's just as valid as anyone else's. And let's have that conversation. I feel like a part of the small town culture of Yuma is also one of not offending people or rubbing people the wrong way, because everyone knows everyone in this town. So there's a culture of don't stir the pot, don't be controversial. And I very much don't care about that. I'm all for having a conversation. It's okay to disagree. That's part of our problem of polarization in this country today, is that people are afraid to disagree with other people. And they just go to their separate camps in their corners and they camp out there and they don't talk to each other anymore. I'm all for having a conversation, and it's okay to disagree with other people about these issues, but it's important that we have the conversation. That's what makes this country America.